There we go. Okay, we are now on Daf Tes. Well, we are on Tes Vav on the base right at the bottom, Mishnah. We are going to do Tes Zayin Amud Aleph now. Kol HaNevelas, we start from Zayim Zu Im Zu. When it comes to the Yisra of Nevela, it doesn't matter if it's a Nevela of a cow or a sheep or a giraffe. Right, the Torah makes no difference. As long as it's a Nevela from a kosher animal, it's all been Mitzarif, right? Bechol Shkatzim, and this right from Zayin, and all the Shkatzim, all of the basically insects, right? Again, are mitzaref ze, excuse me, imze, right? If you eat a kazayis of an ant that's comprised of an ant and I don't know a fly and a beetle, right? And that makes a kazayis, then gevaldik, right? You're a chayv. Okay.
This is for eating as opposed to tumah.
It's definitely for the Anish for tomorrow. I think also. Okay, Tov. Rashi, the Miyuchas Rashi here points out that the simple implication of this Mishnah is in fact that even a Vela of a non kosher animal will be Mistarif. Right? What Dion will that be tied to? Which famous discussion in the Gemara is that going to have to obviously be tied to? Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr. Right? You have a behemoth meal, Michaim. Right? And it's also got what other Yisr attached to it?
You can't eat a behemoth meal.
Erev Menachai as well. Right? Is a So, can the Yisr Nevela be called such a case? The Gemara. Amar Rav. Rav said, "Lishanu elin and tumah elin achilat horim bifnei atzman, betmein bifnei atzman." Rav said that what I said was incorrect, right? That really this was only said about tumah. Right? Zivat tamayu. But when it comes to achila, then tahorim bifnei atzman and tmein bifnei atzman. Meaning what? Meaning that Tmeim are not Mitzarev to Tahorim to make the Eastern Avela for eating. Right, only for Tumah. Yeah? Cool? The Levi Amar Afil Achila Na Mitzarev, and Levi says not a Mitzarev even for Achila. Why? Because he holds that Iser Chal Al Iser. Right? The fact that it's a Behemoth Tmeah doesn't mean that the Eastern Avela cannot be Chal. Okay?
Is that enough coming in for Makot?
Yes. V'Ravasi, Amar Ravasi said, Tahorin la'atzman u'temeyin la'atzman. Ravasi said that you would have Tahorim on their own and Temeyim on their own. How is that going to be different to Rav's position?
Even for Tumah?
Sorry?
Saying even for Tumah?
Pashtus, right? Igad Amri, having said that, Gemara's going to ask the question. Igad Amri, there are some who say, Pliga the Rav, he disagrees with Rav. He thinks it's even true about... It's even true about Tumah. But you get there in there. So we say, look, he doesn't disagree with Rav. It's the same. It's the same position. Okay, so Pashta's the reason for, it should be noted, Pashta's the reason for Rav's position that you'll distinguish between Tumah and Achila is because of Enis Rechal Esser. Right? And then Levi holds Enis Rechal Esser, at least in this little case. Right? There are famously three exceptions to Yisro Chal Yisro, which cover kima all the cases of Yisro Chal Yisro. The case of actually saying Yisro Chal Yisro is relatively unusual. The first one is called Yisro Bevas Achas, meaning they chal at exactly the same time, and we hold of all three of these. All three of them is Machlokes Tanaim, we hold of all three. Right? Yisro Chal Bevas Achas means Yisro started at exactly the same point. Meaning, your brother married a woman, she's both an Eshesach, and she's an Eshesish. Right? The Yisra is called exactly the same time. You understand? Second case when Yisra is in fact called Yisra, it's called an Yisra Moisif. Right? And then there's a third one, it's called an Yisra Kolel. What is an Yisra Moisif and an Yisra Kolel? This is a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But there is no Nachman between the Machlokes, because the question is, because they only argue about the names, they both agree about what is Aser, which case is Aser is in fact Chal Aser. The question is, which one's called Mr. Moisif and which one's called Mr. Kotel? Okay? The first case is when you add the number of targets of the Isser. So, for example, you marry a woman, right? And she has three sisters, of whom one is married. Right?
Okay.
Does she also become an Achris Isser now? So the answer is, we paskin, yes. Because, in addition to... Because when you married her sister, you didn't just make her an Achris Isha, you also married her two sisters who are not married an Achris Isha.
You married them at the same time?
What?
You married them at the same time?
No, you married her sister. And that made Mela made all three of the sisters... You married one woman, and that made Mela made all three of her sisters an Achris Isha. Subject to the Isra of Achris Isha, which is an Isra Karis. Right? Therefore, that Isra of Achris Isha can be Chal also on the Eishes Ish, because the Eishes Ish is included in a broader category of the sisters of that woman who just got married. Okay? You understand? That's either an Isra Kol or an Isra Mosif. It's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos which one it is. And then the second case is... let's say you have a brother, and then he's married, and you marry his sister-in-law. Now, you have two other brothers.
And I marry who? I marry...
There are four brothers.
Yep.
One of whom is married.
And you marry
his sister-in-law, and you have two other brothers, right? Those brothers will now be forbidden to your new wife because of Eishes Ach, right?
Okay.
Because of that, right? The brother who was already forbidden to marry her because of Achris Isha will be forbidden from marrying her additionally because of Eishes Ach, adding an additional Esser. You understand?
Okay.
I kind of lost it.
You're adding the number of people who can perform the Isser instead of the number of targets.
Okay.
You can, by the way, point out that Isser is performed by two people, not by one. I know, but the Gemara, the examples that I chose are examples from the Gemara. Those are the three exceptions to an Isser Chal Isser. Kimat all cases of Isser Chal Isser can be put into one of those three exceptions. But Bezeder. Kachava, that is the way we pass in. Okay. No.
Meitivei.
Misas para. So, to say that Ravasi disagrees with Rav is counterintuitive, because if you're saying Isra is in Chal because of Ein Isra Chal Isra Beseder, but then why does that have any nafkamina for Tumah? Right, this is a strange position. Right, I don't actually know how to explain it. Okay, fine. Meisive, we have a response. Misas para vechaye gamal ein mitzdarfin ze imze. The death of a para. And if you have a dead cow and you have a live camel and you took a chetzi zayis from each of them, right? Ein mitzdarfin ze imze. There's no tzeiruf. That implies that if both of them are already dead, then they will in fact be mitzarif, implying that Tmeim and Tahorim can be mitzarif like Levi. Right? You understand? Vikashal Ravasi, and this is a problem. Eima Hachayeshneim mitzarfin. It says no, the diuk is not that if both of them come, the diuk is not that if both of them are dead, they're mitzarif. They're not. The diuk is that if both of them are alive, if the cow also is alive, then mitzarif to an isra of Avram and Achai. Not that when they're dead, they're both mitzarif to Mendevila. They're not, says Ravasi, and presumably Rav. Right? But when they're alive, they're both mitzarif to Avram and Achai. You understand? A chatzis eyes from a cow, live cow, and a chatzis eyes from a live camel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In other words, the fact that camel's treif doesn't have any nafkamina for Avraham Nachai, it only has nafkamina for Nevela. Umani, who said this? Rabbi Yehuda, he da amar Avraham Nachai noeg v'tmeya. This is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, who said that Avraham Nachai is just as true about Behemoth Tmeya as it is about Behemoth Torah, and we pass him that way. However, Misa Shnehem Mai, what happens if they're both dead? Loi Mitzdarfin and not Mitzdarfin, because of any Chlisro Chalazistro. That's what Ravashi and Rav would tell you. Imkain, my iria derat did vesani misas paravachai gamal hafilu misas shneem loy mitzdarfi. In that case, why was it in such a rush? Why did it give you this play room to make this mistake? Rahit means they were both rushing, right? So why did it rush and say only that if the cow is dead and the camel is alive? It should have said, and additionally, even if both of them are dead, they're not mistarif. Because it really left room for this mistake, right? So that's a dead kasha, right?
Yeah.
It's an odd. Tanya, we have a braisa, chatziza is para, bechayea, vechatziza is gamal, be mi sosain, mistarfin of a chatziza is para, vechatziza is mi gamal, bein bechayea, bein be mi sosain, mistarfin, kasha reisha zefa. And in addition, we have in the continuation of the braisa, right? If you have a chatzizayis of a para which is alive and a chatzizayis of a gamal which is dead, they're not mistarif, similar to the previous case, right? If a chatzizayis of a para which is dead and a chatzizayis of a gamal which is alive, right? However, if you have a chatzizayis from a para and a chatzizayis from a gamal, whether they're alive, both alive, or whether they're both dead, they are mistarif. And if you assume the diuk that we just said, that you can only say that they're mistarif when they're alive, but you can't medak them mistarif, but they'll be mistarif when they're both dead, then we have a contradiction between the Risha and the Sefer of the Brisa.
We're assuming that in the Sefer, it's saying they're both alive or they're both dead.
The Sefer said explicitly that if they're both alive or they're both dead, they're Mistarif. You're assuming that the Risha is only saying if they're both alive, they're Mistarif. Mimela, right, Kashya, right, it's a Stira. Ela, Rada, Lashma, Minam, it's a Shnei, Mistarifin. Doesn't that teach us if they're both dead, they're Mistarif? Like what Levi said. Yeah? Amar Lach Ravasi. Haitana Savar Yisro Chala Yisro. Ravasi is simple. It's not a problem. This is a subject of Machikas Tanoim. Okay, Bezeder, I'm arguing with Levi about it. But before we argued about it, Tanoim argued about it. So this Tana thought that Yisro is Chala Yisro. I'm passing like a Tanoim and say that ain't Yisro Chala Yisro. Okay? Shkoyach.